Oh, but I am grateful to you, you so clever woman. Madam, he said this very solemnly, if ever Abraham Van Helsing can do anything for you or yours, I trust you will let me know. It will be pleasure and delight if I may serve you as a friend. As a friend, but all I have ever learned, all I can ever do, shall be for you and those you love. There are darknesses in life, and there are lights. You are one of the lights. You will have happy life and good life, and your husband will be blessed in you. But, doctor, you praise me too much, and you do not know me. Not know you? I, who am old, and who have studied all my life men and women? I, who have made my specialty the brain, and all that belongs to him, and all that follow from him? And I have read your diary that you have so goodly written for me, and which breathes out truth in every line. I, who have read your so sweet letter to poor Lucy of your marriage and your trust, not know you? Oh, Madam Mina, good women tell all their lives, and by day and by hour and by minute, such things that angels can read. And we men who wish to know have in us something of angels' eyes. Your husband is noble nature, and you are noble too, for you trust, and trust cannot be where there is mean nature. And your husband, tell me of him. Is he quite well? Is all that fever gone? And is he strong and hearty? I saw here an opening to ask him about Jonathan, so I said, he was almost recovered, but he has been greatly upset by Mr. Hawkins' death. He interrupted. Oh, yes, I know, I know. I have read your last two letters. I went on. I suppose this upset him, for when we were in town on Thursday last, he had a sort of shock. A shock. And after brain fever so soon, that was not good. What kind of a shock was it? He thought he saw someone who recalled something terrible, something which led to his brain fever. And here, the whole thing seemed to overwhelm me in a rush. The pity for Jonathan, the horror which he experienced, the whole fearful mystery of his diary, and the fear that has been brooding over me ever since, all came in a tumult.